And good morning, everyone, and welcome another Experience Marshalltown show. Convention and Visitors Bureau Director Val Ruff hosting our show.
Thank you, Kyle. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day.
It sure is.
And we have a really fun program today. I'm looking forward to sharing all of the interesting things about Matt Edel Blacksmith Shop. And our guest this morning is Bill Rhodes. And I first met Bill when he came to the Convention and Visitors Bureau and said, I'm going to have a conference, and we're going to be doing a lot of things with wrenches and vintage tools. And so I got pulled him in this morning and said, all right, we're going to talk about this Matthew Edel Blacksmith Hammer Inn, and we're going to talk about the State Historical. There's lots of great things going on in Haverhill.
Yes,
sir. So welcome in. Thank you for coming this morning.
Thank you.
So we'll start with this blacksmith hammer in. Now, this is something, Bill, that is done every other Saturday?
The hammer ins are done the second Saturday of the month.
Okay. Second Saturday.
The conference that we have coming up on May 19th is done annually.
Okay.
And it's called the Spring Blacksmith Conference with the Upper Midwest Blacksmith Association.
Okay. So, how many folks does that bring into Haverhill, typically, just ballpark?
There will be 50 or so people.
Okay. So, and tell us talk me through this. If I haven't been to one, what would I expect at a hammer in? Or this is a conference, though.
The conference. Okay. The conference part of it, what it is the club itself hires a demonstrator, and club members pay to attend the conference to learn how to do a different type of blacksmithing.
Okay.
I'm not familiar with what this blacksmith is going to demonstrate or teach.
Okay.
But that's usually what happens at the conference. But what we've added to the conference last year was the Learn to Blacksmith Day.
Okay.
And it's sponsored by the Upper Midwest Blacksmith Association. But it's open to the public. Anybody can come in and learn how to hammer on a piece of iron and learn how to make stuff.
Yeah, that's a kind of a lost part of history. I mean, you know, that's the history of, I mean, that's how they made things years and years ago. But it's good that they're, you know, bringing that back so that people can kind of see how things were done back then.
And that's the purpose of our club, is to promote that and teach those skills to younger people so that will carry on.
Yeah, so we don't lose that art.
Right.
Yeah. I remember growing up as a young girl, and there was a blacksmith shop where I, you know, in Laurel, and we would always walk through there, and there was heat and dirty and all kinds of great stuff going on. So let's talk a little bit, because we've got kind of two things we're going to talk about today. We've got the conference that's taking place on the 19th and 20th. And so Aaron Howard is the demonstrator, right?
Yes, correct.
So he's coming in, and he's from Baraboo. So he makes metal sculptures. So he's coming in, well, from Wisconsin then, basically. And he's going to, he probably has a whole lineup of things he's going to be doing, right?
Right. He'll be demonstrating different things to the registered blacksmiths that have paid to learn this from him.
Okay. So there's a whole schedule of stuff, of things going on, so that we got some folks coming to town for that. Anything else about the conference that you want to share?
The teaching trailer is part of the Learn to Blacksmith.
Okay.
You know,
and that's sponsored, I see that that's sponsored by the State Historical Society of Iowa.
Yes, they are coming in, and they will also have set up the traveling history mobile.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have that set up there. And then we also have some special guests going to be there, descendants of Matthew Edel.
Oh, that you were sharing that with me.
That will be in the area.
Okay, so that's kind of nice. Families coming back to partake in this. So you've got something going on this weekend and then next weekend.
This weekend, yes. We have the regular monthly hammer in will be this Saturday.
Okay. And folks can come out and observe that, right?
Yes, they.
And that's
welcome.
Located in Haverhill. Do you want to share an address in Haverhill or where that's located?
It's at the historical site, the Matthew Edel Historical.
Just drive around. Haverhill's not that big. Yeah. And I think there's some wayfinding, some signage,
yes,
too.
Okay. Yes, there is some state signage that directs you to the blacksmith shop.
So you'd be able to find. I bet that's interesting to observe.
Yes, it is.
Watch them do that.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah. So the conference ends this weekend, or it's actually Saturday, so that's the hammering and the conference. And then the next Saturday is the Learn to Blacksmith Day.
Yes.
So do you expect a lot of folks? I mean, they've been pushing this out on the Travel Iowa and the Historical Society of Iowa, State Historical. I see it out on Facebook quite a bit, and we've been sharing it.
Last year, just for the Learn to Blacksmith, we had 10 stations set up, and there were people there all day long learning to blacksmith.
So it's kind of a neat little hands-on way to learn, get right in there and get dirty and learn.
Yes.
So don't come with your white jeans on.
No.
Come be ready to get dirty.
Yeah.
What else should we expect to do? Well, tell you what, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Experience Marshalltown. The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
The days are getting warmer and the trees and flowers are blooming. Yes, gal, spring is actually here and the Chalet has new items arriving every day. The looks for spring continue to be longer, layered, flowing, and easy, and the colors are just plain gorgeous. The color palette this season consists of cobalt blue, turquoise, kiwi green, fuchsia, and hibiscus. So take a moment out of your day and stop in the Chalet to see what's new and if there's something you just can't live without. The Chalet, where style starts.
May is Beef Month. Did you know Iowa is ranked 7th in the production of beef? All this week, the Iowa Beef Industry Council is giving you an opportunity to win a $10 gift certificate towards the purchase of Iowa beef. Just be caller 10 when you hear
beef. It's what's for dinner.
One winner per household. Thank you for supporting Iowa's cattle farmers. For more information, visit www.iabeef.org.
Register now for the World Pork Expo, presented by the National Pork Producers Council. Celebrating 30 years of pork, pork, and more pork. Come for the pork and stay for the industry's best networking, innovation, and education. From the world's largest pork-specific trade show to competition in the show ring, there's something for everyone at the Expo. Register now and save 50% off an adult 3-day pass. Passes are just $10 per adult now through May 31st at worldpork.org.
And welcome back, Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff hosting in studio live.
Thank you, Kyle. So this morning, my guest is Bill Rhodes, and we're talking about a lot of really interesting historic things taking place over in Haverhill. And as we mentioned, if you're just tuning in, there's a lot of great things going on with learning how to blacksmith. There's the Hammer Inn, which is the Hammer Inn Conference. That's taking place this particular Saturday. We've got a demonstrator coming in from
Baraboo, Wisconsin.
Okay. And Aaron Howard. And so if you're just going to take a guess, what do you think he's going to, I mean, what are just a few things that he, can you tease us a little bit about what it might be if we just drive out and we would just want to observe? We can't partake this weekend, but we could next weekend.
Next weekend on the 19th with the Learn to Blacksmith Day.
Okay.
You'll be able to get in the forge. We'll have the fires going. We'll have the anvil set up and the hammers. You will be able to heat a piece of metal and draw it out, hammer on it, make a leaf, make a keychain, whatever you want to make. We'll have people there to show you how to do that.
Okay. And you got all the safety things so we don't get metal in our eye and burned.
Yep,
and
we have safety glasses, and we'll have gloves around.
Okay.
But like we mentioned earlier, don't dress in your Sunday best, because it will be dirty.
Yeah. Well, what a great opportunity. You know, it's probably something most people don't think about, you know, because like we talked earlier, it's kind of a lost art, but you're trying to keep it front and center and share it with the kids and, you know, even adults, actually, anybody who wants to learn.
We need the younger people in, because when I was younger, all the gentlemen that I learned from have all passed away. And now I'm the senior person trying to teach the younger people.
Well, it's a craft so it's a craft that you want to continue to carry on.
Correct.
Okay. So there's opportunity to, how do these fires and just, how does all this stuff work? I'm trying to imagine this in my mind.
You have a coal forge that burns coal, and you light it on fire, and you have a blower, sometimes electric or a hand crank blower, which forces air in on the fire and the coal, which makes it hotter. And you put your metal in there and get it to a red color, which is the color you want to hammer it. It softens the metal so that you can shape it with your hammer on the anvil.
Wow. That just is unbelievable. I think there's a competition on some television. Is it the History Channel? And they have like a competition.
Forged in Fire, yes.
Yeah.
Knife makers.
And I'm just like, that's unbelievable. It's really an art. It's an art form.
Yes,
I shouldn't have called it a craft. It's an art form. So, all right. So opportunities either this weekend to observe from a master blacksmither that's coming in, Aaron Howard, or if you wait till the next weekend, which is May 19th.
Well, next weekend is when Howard will be there.
Oh, okay.
This weekend it will just be the local people.
Oh, okay.
For our just monthly hammer in.
Oh, okay.
And then the 19th is when we have
the conference. Oh, that's when you have the conference. Okay.
And that draws people in from all over the
all
Midwest.
Over. Right. And then the State Historical Society is having that Learn to Blacksmith Day. So that might bring people in from all over the state.
Yes.
You might not. You might need more than 10 stations.
Last year we had an excellent turnout.
Good.
Even though the weather was kind of cool and wet, we had an excellent turnout.
Well, good. So you don't have to RSVP. You don't have to call ahead. You just go ahead and... So what... Oh, we haven't talked about the hours, Bill. We should probably talk about the hours for May 19th for the Learn to Blacksmith
From
Day.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. is when the forges will be open for the public.
Okay. And that's at the historic Matthew Edel Blacksmith Shop located in Haverhill.
Yes. The Learn to Blacksmith portion is, there's a covered area underneath the shelter house, which is just north of the Edel Blacksmith Shop.
Oh, okay.
And that's where we'll have the forges all set up. So in case it rains, we'll be inside.
Right. Okay. Okay. So basically it says here, hands-on training, you'll stoke and forge and learn the trade. No previous experience necessary.
Nope.
But what a great way to get kids and you know, moms and dads as a family. You could come out and, you know, I'm sure you don't want lots of little kids because it could be dangerous. Do you have like an age group? Nope. Just bring the family.
No, there's no age limit.
Okay.
We emphasize safety so that, you know, everybody's safe that day.
Sure. So I'm looking at this, and so I'm just thinking a little bit about Matthew Edel and, you know, how he started this and how we preserve that. And I know it's, you know, bus toured, and I'm sure, tours and come
we
to the...
We have an education center there on site. That's
okay.
Where we have our monthly hammer ins.
Oh, okay.
And that's opened up. If a teacher wants to bring kids out, you know, they can schedule it through the State Historical Society, and we'll make sure that there's a blacksmith available so we can do a demonstration for classes and stuff like that.
So you're doing lots of stuff to educate with education and preserving, you know, a great trade in the Haverhill area. So anything else? And you said that there's some family. Some of Matthew Edel's family is coming in.
Matthew Edel's oldest living grandchild is going to be there with her son. And there's other grandchildren and great-grandchildren that will be there over the weekend just to talk to people
and that'll be
and
nice.
See how things are going.
Right.
The Edel family, the descendants of Matthew Edel, donated this site to the state of Iowa.
Okay.
And that's how it's being preserved as a state historical site.
Right. So it's a great attraction for Marshall County and the state of Iowa.
Yes.
Or anybody traveling outside that wants to come in and observe. So thank you for the work you do. You know, you and your club and all the things that you do to continue to, you know, share this trade and this art form.
We have a lot of members in the area here that help with it and promote it and keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, I also work down at the Pioneer Hall during the state fair in the blacksmith shop down there, and I promote the Edel Blacksmith Shop through that work down there.
Keeping it going, keeping it alive and up in front and center, and so folks can always, you know, take a look or try something new. You know, it's a craft that's been around a long time.
Yes.
Years and years. I mean, that's how they made everything back then.
And there's still a call for that right now. There are a lot of blacksmiths that are artists, and there's a lot of call for that in some of the newer homes. People want to get back to that iron and stuff in their homes. So it's something, if you learn, that you could carry on into a career, actually.
Yeah. So there's more customizing of that. All right. So that wraps up our second segment, and we'll be right back.
The Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau invites you to meet in the middle. The MCVB can help you find the perfect venue to create a memorable meeting, whether planning a conference, meeting, wedding, family reunion, military reunion, or simply meeting friends halfway. Marshalltown is the ideal location, offering a convenient place for guests and attendees to travel with ease. Grant funding may also be available for meeting planners. Call the MCVB today at 753-6645 for more information, or go online at marshalltown.org/visit.
Hey dude, let's just ask Siri. Siri knows everything. Believe me, she'll know the best male enhancement pill out there. Okay. Hey Siri, what is the best male enhancement pill available?
I don't know what that means. If you would like, I can search the web for the best male enhancement.
No, Siri. All right, let's try this again. What is the best pill for a man's performance in the bedroom?
Searching the web. Here's what I found on the web for the best pill for a man's performance in the bedroom. The number one pill is Noxitrol. Noxitrol is rated at the top. It has been developed with the highest quality ingredients. Customers say it's like Viagra on steroids. No prescription needed, and the performance is guaranteed. Right now, Noxitrol has a special free bottle offer.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxitrol while supplies last. Call 1-800-992-9470. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-992-9470. 800-992-9470.
Hi, this is KFJB's Man on the Street, Kyle Martin. In case you haven't heard, Man on the Street is back on Main Street. We broadcast every Friday at the Tremont Grill at 26 West Main Street. If there's something you want to publicize, we'll have a chair waiting for you. It's Man on the Street, back on Main Street at the historic Tremont Grill. Friday mornings at 8:35 on News Talk 1230 KFJB.
And welcome back for our final segment. Here's Val Ruff.
Thank you. So we are visiting with Bill Rhodes this morning, and we're talking about a couple different things that are taking place over in Haverhill. So there's a blacksmith hammer-in conference that's taking place this Saturday, and that's your local group, your local
Correct.
Club.
For the hammer-in, yes.
Okay. So that's your local group that does that every second Saturday.
Second Saturday of the month.
All right. So you can come and observe, but if you want to be hands-on, you can wait till Saturday, May 19th.
And come out to the Learn to Blacksmith Day.
Yeah. I might have to do that. I'm kind of excited about this. So you'll set up stations. You can come out with bring your friends and family and learn how to blacksmith and create something.
Yes.
I don't know what it will be, but... How fun to work with your hands and have a... How long does it take those things to cool down after you've hammered on them?
Oh, it takes a few minutes to where you can... Before you can hang on to it.
Okay, all right.
You learn fast as a blacksmith, not to hold on to metal too long.
Okay. So anything else, Bill? Thanks for being here and what your club and your associations do to continue to keep this legacy going for Matthew Ito. And we talked kind of at the break about a little bit about Matthew Ito. Do you want to share that with the listeners?
Well,
I know.
Well, Matthew Ito came out to Haverhill in 1883 and opened up his shop and added on to his shop as his business grew, built a house, raised his family there and everything. When he passed away in 1940, his elder son had an automotive shop next to it, to the blacksmith shop, and they closed the doors. In 1983, they opened the place up, and the family worked on donating it to the state of Iowa. And it was just like a time capsule. It was like you close the doors, and it was closed for 40 years, and you open it up, and nothing was moved.
So today, does it still kind of look like that? I know you mentioned that there's an educational center.
There's a separate building that the state sanctioned for us to build.
Okay.
And it was all volunteer work that built that, and that's our education center.
Okay.
But the actual blacksmith shop is just like it was in 1983 when they opened it up. They cleaned some things up and have done some small restoration jobs. But it looks just like it did about 60 years ago.
That's amazing. So if anything, you want to come out and just see what it looked, you know, what an actual blacksmith shop looked like back in those days.
Yes.
They're kind of dirty, I remember. Yeah.
And it's one of the few actual museums where you can walk in and touch stuff.
Okay.
A lot of museums, you aren't allowed to touch things, but you're right in there. There's no walls to keep you from seeing what's actually there.
So they want you to be hands-on, which is kind of nice, you know, for people that are visiting. So let's just quickly recap. This Learn to Blacksmith Day is Saturday, May 19th. Come out and do some hands-on blacksmithing and learn how to blacksmith. The mobile museum will be there from the State Historical Society. And then another thing that's happened to be going on that same weekend is the Backroads Junket Trail. And I think this is the third annual Backroads Junket Trail that takes place May 18th, 19th, and 20th. And I think she usually has anywhere from 30 to 40 stops on the Junket Trail. And if you want any of that information, you can go all the way up to Steamboat, over to Traer, down to Colfax, over to Nevada. But there's, you know, all these great stops along the way. And Vicki works really hard to make this a great event, brings folks to the community. And so Haverhill's going to be busy.
Yep, we'll have a busy weekend next weekend.
So I want to just take a quick minute and update everybody on what's going on in the area here in Marshalltown and surrounding communities. So on Friday, we're going to welcome in those Little League players. They're going to be here for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Little League Baseball Tournament. We also want to welcome in the Senior High Rodeo is going to be taking place at the Central Iowa Fairgrounds. The Garden Club is having a plant and bake sale Friday and Saturday at the Ants and Shelter House. And so what a great way to get some plants and get, you know, if you've got some things that you want, the Garden Club does that as a fundraiser. We moved to Saturday. We've got the Blacksmith Hammer in. There's a teed up for transplant. There's a cookout. There's a trivia night for the Kevlar vests and Stamp Out Hunger. So there's a lot of great things going on this weekend in Marshalltown and in Haverhill, we should say, and around the area. So if you want to get on the community calendar and check out anything that I mentioned, to get more detail, you can go to www.marshalltown.org/events and check out the calendar. And thanks for listening to Experience Marshalltown.